SRN News. I'm John Scott. Once again, the prospect of a federal government shutdown looms on the 30th of this month. But one political observer says Republicans probably can't count on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's help this time around. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Elizabeth Mitchell, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal, says Schumer got burned for standing up to his own party earlier this year.
In this very polarized political climate, the fact that Schumer worked with Republicans in the past really gave him negative political points with his party, because the Democrats right now, their main mission, what they're all aligned around, their focus is opposing Trump. So I think he's going to be very careful to avoid that again because of all these radicals in his party saying he shouldn't have done that. This really could lead to a shutdown. Republicans really don't want to shut down as the party in power.
The full interview with Elizabeth Mitchell will be heard on This Week on Capitol Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration is pushing the Supreme Court for a fast and definitive decision on tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Roughly 475 people detained during an immigration raid at a sprawling Georgia site where South Korean auto company Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles. No charges were immediately announced. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 222 points, the NASDAQ 55 in the red. This is SRN News. Mainstream media outlets say they're sorry.
They are apologizing for identifying the male shooter in last month's deadly attack on a Minneapolis church as a male. Robert Westman was living as a woman, but the FBI rightly identified him as male, and several media outlets, including NBC and NPR, did so in the early going. Now both are apologizing for, quote, misgendering. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says the networks are apologizing for mistakenly telling the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Moroccan court has sentenced a woman to 2.5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines for blasphemy in a case that has alarmed human rights groups. The judge ruled that the woman was guilty of violating part of Morocco's criminal code that outlaws offending Islam because of messages on a T-shirt that she wore. A number of mostly Muslim countries have strict blasphemy laws. This is SRN News. President Trump is lowering Japanese auto tariffs, a 27.5% levy drop to 15%. The BBC's Shamal Halil in Tokyo.
Japan's top tariff negotiator, Yoshi Akazawa, said Japanese imports with pre-existing rates of 15% or higher will not face any additional levies. The order was issued hours after Mr. Akazawa arrived in Washington for his 10th round of talks. Under the trade deal, Japan pledged to invest up to $550 billion in the U.S., Japanese officials have said the figure represents a combination of investments, loans, and loan guarantees from government-backed financial institutions. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has been under increasing political pressure to reach a trade deal with the Trump administration.
A passenger bus veering off a road and plunged into a precipice in a mountainous region in Sri Lanka. 15 people killed, 16 injured. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.